is a Sunday of prayer. I'm hoping I'll be able to exhaust this conversation in about a couple of minutes. And then where I feel led for us to have it more practical, let us just pray, okay? Because with understanding comes a lot of doing with purpose, because you may not really understand what is going on. But I'm patient to teach gently. So we're going to be exploring Jesus' model of prayer. We're going to be exploring Jesus' model of prayer. Just spend some time touching on this very important topic. Now, before we get into this conversation, I would like us to know that what we have today is not an event. That's the normal church. You know, sometimes it was intentional to have a flyer, but then a flyer is just to create the awareness so you come in heartily prepared. But what we have today is Jesus' church. Now, if Jesus walked in, you know he's going to be very glad. Because one of the main characteristics that tells of what his church is that it's a praying church. He says, my house shall be called not a house of dance or a house of entertainment or a house of feeling good. You just want to feel cozy, like, yeah. No, don't worry me. He calls his house a house of prayer. And so, the reasons why I intentionally, as a pastor, knowing very well it's not supposed to be an event, is to get us in that mood all the time. Not sometimes, all the time. So it's not an event. It's the norm of his church. And so it is important that in our exploring this particular conversation, we get to incorporate this into our lives. Now, as a preacher, sometimes, you know, there are certain levels of consecration where you pray, maybe intensively for a while. Then in your mind, you're saying to yourself, so the conversation we're having is very key. And so we're going to be exploring Jesus' model of prayer. And it should instruct us . So again, as a preacher, there's certain times you give yourself to certain levels of consecration. And then you're in your mind saying, hey, if I finish this prayer, the kind of food I'll eat and the kind of sleep I'll sleep. But that's quite a very bad mentality to have as a preacher. Because activities of much prayer should usher in activities of much more prayer. So the light doesn't dim, it gets brighter as you go. So why is it called a prayer life? Because, have you wondered why? It's called a prayer life. Because it's called a prayer life. Because it's a life on its own. It means your prayer life is a life on its own. Now, because of the intent of how the service is supposed to be, I'm going to be very practical. It's a life on its own. So, your prayer life, take it that it's a living, pulsating organism, if I would say. It means that it breathes. It's potent. It moves. It has a feeling. It acts. It responds. Your life of prayer has these attributes. I remember when I saw someone who was lifeless. You know, there was no movement. It's not a good experience, actually. You know, they said I should come and raise the dead. So, they called me and said, "Lord, what kind of problem have you gotten me into?" And these were not children. They believed so much. So I got in there and I saw this. I said, "Is that how a lifeless person is? Does not move. Cannot speak. Without vitality. No energy." So, when something has life, you're going to find these attributes in there. You're going to see also growth over a period of time. You're going to see movements. You know, I watched somebody who was praying, and I said, "Boy, she exemplifies that very perfectly." Because while the prayer was going on, she was moving like this. I said, that's a living thing. It's alive. While she was moving like this. I said, that's an alive prayer life. You wonder why someone is... Doesn't a life prayer life? Now we're looking at Jesus' model of prayer, and I'm going to show you that it's very biblical. You see someone? He's alive. That life is alive. You see someone also static at a place. But then the person has a connection. There's a connection in that place. That's another. The person is alive in prayer. He's static. It's almost like he stands as a watchman and he stands to see what God will say. That's alive. You see someone holding someone firmly. That's a prayer life that is alive. It relates. It relates. You know, oftentimes, you know, as we go, you get to realize that prayerful people gravitate towards one another. Isn't that what the living people do? The dead cannot do anything. So sometimes you can go for a prayer meeting and you see that maybe there are maybe let's say 40 people. And then you see some 3 people or 4 people, they like create a space for themselves. That's a relation in prayer. Boy, this teaching is going to change your prayer life. So, when you see somebody that is alive in prayer, you're going to have these attributes. There's going to be vitality. There's passion in prayer. There's inner strength. So our life of prayer has the same effect. It has the same effect. So today, that was just by the way, looking at Jesus' model of prayer. Matthew 28. Matthew 28. Lord, help me teach this as I should so that I don't rush it. In fact, these kind of topics are camp meeting topics. Yes, but I still risked it because I was late. So I said, we'll just look at it. Because camp meeting gives us extended period. Now, I can talk, go into stories and come back again. So we just whine all over the place. But Sunday doesn't give us that luxury. So in Matthew chapter 28, verses number 18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Some versions say, and make disciples of all nations. He says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Then he now says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So Jesus is telling his disciples, and he's saying that you're supposed to go and make disciples. Some other renditions, KJV says, go and teach. Now the word teach there is a word matheteo. It's a word for disciple. I mean, to make disciples, actually the word matheteo is M-A-T-H-E-T-E-U-O. Matheteo. It means the art of making disciples. Now, this instruction, he says to every one of us. So you are all supposed to go and make disciples. So matheteo is the art of making disciples. Mathetes is the disciple, which is the pupil or the student. So Jesus is telling us that you need to go and make disciples. You know, the concept of discipleship making is likened to apprenticeship. I mean, today, if you've not really understood the word apprentice, because not many people love to be in that position of apprenticeship. But then, the word disciple there communicates apprenticeship. So, when you want to teach a certain trade, you have an apprentice or somebody who intends to learn that trade from you. So the person is always around. You know, if you want to be a carpenter, you need to study under a master carpenter. You know, there was a time I tried hitting a nail to something. Boy, I told myself I'll never try that again. But I actually tried it again quite recently. The thing, the hammer really hits my hand. I said, it hits your hand, you are confused of where to stand. It's really painful. You know, because I didn't do apprenticeship. But then I was trying to do something that a master should be given to. You know, if you're a medical doctor, lawyer, it's just the concept of apprenticeship is to understudy. So you see that the master will be hitting the nail and say, aha, junior, kofa, saw on the bra. Then you go and pick the saw. Then if the apprentice is very stubborn, instead of you should say, master, may the saw on the bra. He will start to now try to cut. That's a stubborn apprentice. He's not wait till he's passed out. The seamstress or the seamstresses know that. They go, you know, to a school, and when they get to the school, they learn for a period of time. They learn how to sew. Those who pass out before their time, when you give them your material, you see a dress on Gigi. Then you screenshot. Then you give it to your seamstress who didn't really pass out. So, oh, meeting the same thing. How many of us have that story? You have the same thing. They say, And come on. Man, it's beautiful. But if a material on the bra, then you went to buy an expensive material. So me, I don't do, you know, the guys, when you go to buy material, say, someone should sew suits for you. Huh? The suit for display is a box suit from the shop. That's for display. But even some of them, I mean, they are displays. When I see the display, I say, no. Because the display is very dangerous already. I can't trust what you're going to do. So that's an apprentice. But when somebody learns very well, they're going to be good at the job. So in discipleship, Jesus has had certain apprentices or people who were learning from him. Then he now tells them, you've learned from me. Go and do the same, or go teach what I have taught you. Are we clear? So he says, were they his disciples? Of course they were his disciples. For 3 years they were walking with him. When he's hungry, he'll say, go and buy food for me, I'm hungry. They'll bring sick people they couldn't heal. They had to bring it to the master himself. There were times he walked with them. They were exhausted and tired. So these were people who were disciples. They were students of Jesus. So they understood the concept very clearly on what it meant to make disciples. So then Jesus tells them, go and make disciples. Now, it means that he is the module or master. He is the pattern to which you are going to follow. Whatever he didn't teach you, you don't go and teach. Whatever you didn't see of him, you don't go and do. He's taking some time to teach you. So you also, he tells you, go and make disciples. But don't forget, he becomes what? The module or the pattern of the conversation we're talking about. Now imagine somebody who went to an apprentice school or a school of apprenticeship for carpentry. But then they ask you, your first, maybe matriculation, they have something like that. Say, Yes, we know you are here to become a carpenter, but what is your ambition? Say, oh, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. I've been here today to enroll in your carpentry school for 3 years. But in fact, I have a very serious ambition for medicine. So, after that, I want to become a surgeon. Ah, are you... Are you serious here? Or, yeah, I'm here to seem stressed. But then, when I sit down and I watch buses, immediately I'm done with this interest school, I'm going to drive buses. That's quite some misplaced priority. Because there is supposed to be a module to which you pattern your life after in the conversation that you have. So, whatever we do is what we see in our module. Are you listening? And who is our module? Jesus Christ. So if we're going to be talking about the concept of prayer, we're going to talk about the concept of prayer, who becomes the module to which we pattern our prayer ministry after? Jesus. So, you're going to learn exactly what Jesus is doing. Now, don't forget, pay attention. Jesus had conversations within the context of ministry. He was not talking about career. Because Peter was a fisherman, right? But then he still called him into the ministry. Matthew was known for taking texts. But then he still called him into the ministry. Paul was a tent maker. But then he still called into the ministry. Elisha plowed the land. We could call him a farmer. But then he was still called into the work of the ministry. Because Judas was more likely an accountant. But he still called him into the ministry. But then, there are different careers. But he's not talking about the conversation of career there. He's saying, what I have taught you, being the module, he himself that taught them was a carpenter. He knew a lot of carpenters. I'm sure Jesus was very good if he makes chairs for you. Gosh. He was the Son of God now. Yes. If he makes carpenter chair for you, everybody that comes to Caesar just says, oh, what a chair. Where did you make it from? Yeah. But he didn't involve that. He said that you can be an accountant, you can be a lawyer, you can be a banker. But then, this module is going to be after what you see me do, not what the accountant does. You know, sometimes you can enter into a prayer atmosphere. You say, then you see someone, Iyakata. Diplomat. The day you need prayer. Sway by ya. What is that? If Jesus was there, he would say, hey, who is that guy? What is he doing in my church? So, he says, you can be the president, but then I have a module. You can be a lawyer, but then I have a module. A banker, yet there's a module. So when we gather together, there's a module. Put your banking aside. Because he becomes that pattern. Put your, must you shout so that God will hear you? Shut up over there. You don't know what you're saying. Shut up over there. I'm going to show you module, that your Jesus, my Jesus. I'm going to show you his module. Be quiet. Shut up. I don't even know why they are shouting. What is so special? Just Mabaye. Mababa. And God is not deaf. He will hear. Oh more. I know one time my dad called me. He said, come. Then we now sat. He said, what do you want? How many of you, your parents have called you to ask you, like, is there something you need? Because they heard you praying. And they thought maybe they are very bad parents. They didn't provide your needs. But then they look around you and there's everything that you need. So they don't really understand. So come, let's have a conversation. Is there something I'm not doing right? Maybe you are praying on my head. So come, let me know what's going on. Because they think it's about a need. And when people get in here, they're going to say, you know, those people who got out to church and they pray about money and they are just praying about money. They should go and work. That's all. Who told you we are praying about money? When you came here, did you hear us praying about money? Do you ever pray about cars? And you don't need all of this. Just go and work. God knows. Shut up over there. In fact, who is that person? Tell them. Are you the one he's talking about? Hey. That's how you see someone. Kabaya! Rabba! Then you see someone looking at you like this. See? What is wrong? What is wrong? You want to be like Jesus? We're going to look at his module of prayer. So, this conversation, it does not apply to any career. It does not apply to like a master's degree. It does not apply to a PhD. It does not apply to the rich. It does not apply to the poor. It does not apply to the knowledgeable. By the time something hits you, as a philosopher, you will know that there's something in this world. Say, so, I don't believe in God, you know. I don't believe in God. There's no God. That same person, you meet that same person after a series of events. Say, please, can you check what is happening for me? Check from where? Where am I going? You say you don't believe in God. Check from where? So we're going to look at Jesus' module of prayer. It's not applicable to any kind of a profession. So when you say, I want to be more like you, Jesus. I want to be more like you, Jesus. Want to be a vessel you work through. I want to be more like, I want to be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be more, I wanna be more like you, Jesus. I wanna be a vessel you've worked through. Oh, I wanna be more like you. So, wanna be more like Jesus is want to be more like him in prayer as well. Now he becomes that pattern. He becomes that model. He becomes that template. He's that person that expresses that divine order of prayer. So, in looking at Jesus' model of prayer, pattern of prayer, we're just going to be picking one book, which is Luke quite gives a good account. So we're just going to be staying in Luke and going to be talking. Now, like I said, this conversation is going to build us into other beautiful events. So, you know, we're growing. So as we grow, it's going to get better, right? So, we're going to be looking at Luke's account on Jesus' model or example of prayer. Now, you know, Jesus being 12 years old, we find him in the temple studying for 3 days. You know, he was listening, asking questions. And then, you know, after 12 years old, we do not hear him again. Now, the reason why we are looking at his model is so we can model our prayer life after him. Okay? But did Jesus have 100% answered prayers? Yes, he did. 100% answered prayers. Nobody had answered prayers than Jesus. Oh, I want to know. You have. Maybe you have. Now, some of you think Jesus is some faraway man. He is God. So we are looking at God's model of prayer, just so you know. So it's not in your mind that Jesus is some kind of man. He is God himself. He's expression of God in the flesh. So God is teaching us something that we should do and we should become. While God walked the earth as Jesus, that's how he prayed. So we're going to look at how he prayed. So we can also have 100% answered prayers to all our prayers. Don't you want 100% prayers to all your answers to all your prayers? Like you get up to pray and you pray and it has happened. Like you pray and it has happened and you pray and it has happened. There is no module, take your seats, there is no module that's better than the module of Jesus. You find someone say, this prayer thing, you pray, sir. It's because there's something you're not doing right. So, right at 12, he's doing all of these activities. And then we don't get to hear of him again. But then the next time we get to hear of him is Luke chapter 3, verse 21, where he was being baptized by John the Baptist. He was being baptized. Luke 3:21. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus was also being baptized. And what? And what? He was found doing what?
Praying.
Now, what is baptism? I'm just going to generalize it because we'll not look into it. Baptism is just a spiritual activity. Right? So, while there was a spiritual activity ongoing, what was he doing? He was praying. While there was a spiritual activity ongoing, he was praying. So, in that spiritual activity, we can see that a module of Jesus is that he attaches the activity of prayer to every spiritual activity. Now, practical, I told you. I'm teaching and I'm preaching. Is that a spiritual activity? So, using Jesus' model, what are we going to be doing while this goes on? Praying. So, I'd like you to jump into it. Okay. So, when you do, you disrupt the meeting, right? But then, when you go, What are you doing? You're still praying. So that means when the word of God is coming forth, which is a spiritual activity, what am I supposed to be doing in response to that word? Go ahead and try. It's Jesus' motive. Because what I speak to you about is not just flesh. It is supernatural. Are you practicing it? Okay, everybody, let me see your lips moving quietly. Everybody, if I look into you and your lips are not moving, I'm wondering whether you want to be like Jesus. That's how it works. So when you're listening to the word of God, what are you supposed to be doing? When a preaching is coming forth, praying. When a song is being sung, what? Except that it's giving back to you congregationally to sing, and then you sing along. Or it's a congregational song in itself. Or prayer interspersed with singing. But there has to be an activity. This is how we're going to see greater levels of His glory. Just the word of God comes forth. There's going to be praying. When there's a spiritual activity of fasting, what are you going to be doing? Praying. So in the midst of every activity, evangelism, what are you going to be doing? That's a pattern. It's like when you met him while the baptism was still going on, if he was in a queue, you will see that there's something significant about him waiting to be baptized, and that you will see him that he's praying. So Jesus has a good response to every activity of prayer, every spiritual activity. Look at Luke 5. This was Jesus, Luke 5, verses 16. Now this was when Jesus had performed miracles, he had healed the sick. No, he had had a great program. Look at what he did in Luke 5 verses 16. Can we read together as a church? And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. A great meeting. Now you all are ministers. That's why I'm not exempting anything out of it. A great meeting. He went to that senior high school. He preached. People were healed. He saw this. The next thing you find him doing is that he is moving into a place and he's going to pray. And, you know, I find the word of God seriously true. Because you know why? I've just realized, I've observed, might not be the same for everyone, but I've just observed for myself that anytime I have a meeting, the next thing I do is that there's just a subtle desire to pray. Much more a great meeting. Now there are great meetings we had. And maybe we closed around maybe 8, 9 p.m. or maybe 10, sometimes 11 or 12. And that 11 to 12, 10 to 12, I find myself going to pray. So, I remember we had one of the camp meetings. We saw wonderful miracles. Immediately after that, which people was I with? Yes, I was with you. What did we do till morning? We just prayed till morning. I'd been teaching 3 days. The meeting was 3 into 4 days. A retreat, a camp meeting retreat. I found myself just going back to pray. We didn't sit down, we're standing. He was struggling too. I had to make him sit down. And it's very real. So when Jesus says that he called his disciples to pray with them, at the point in time he was just there. So I said, you sit down, wait for me, I'm coming. So you see that he just pray. It was not planned though. It's not something I planned. Like, come, let's go and pray. No, we just finished close. Everybody was going. I was just walking on the road. Walking on the road. Others were with me. When your car comes, you stop, you go. Stop, you go. So he's the only one left. Like, I think we should just pass here. That's how we prayed. Then it was morning. After I'd been teaching, I'd been standing in that teacher. That meeting I stood for close to 15 hours. Yes. And immediately afterwards, I went to pray. So I found the word of God true. If you would be very submissive, you're going to find yourself just do what God wants you to do. And you will have the results that you want to have. So, he is withdrawing himself, right? And where is he going into? He's going into the wilderness, or a wilderness. Now, wilderness just means a place that is solitary. You know, it's away from the noise. It's desolate. You know, you just go to a place and then you go to pray. Now, that wilderness today can be a few meters away from your home. You know, we saw the Apostle Peter go to the rooftop to pray. He was found at the rooftop praying. That room that is not actually working, away from your room, just away from your room. It's a place that's silent, a place that's good. Some bush behind, that's safe. You just go there and you pray. That's Jesus' model or pattern for prayer. And if we're going to model our life after Jesus, we're going to also have to learn to do the same. So you find Moses, and Moses is going into the wilderness to pray. You know, some of us cannot even put our phones down, you pray for 45 minutes. Your body will be itching you. It's like there's something that is not even around. Go to a quiet room. You take a long stroll. Of course, it has to be safe, saying this with caution. You take a long stroll, you're just praying. You're praying. So, module number one is that he's praying while an activity is ongoing. Module number two, he has a specific place that he goes to pray, aside the work of the ministry. Do you have a place that you go to meet God? There has to be that place. Your girlfriends, do you just meet me in the air? When you have a meeting, do you say, you know what? The meeting, anytime it can come on. Just anytime you feel like coming, just come. I'll also come. You will never meet. Do you understand what I'm saying? Our meeting is, unless you are very prophetic, which I believe you are, but not in that context, but Shelley, relationship, you love yourself so much. I say, meet. The guy even wants to meet you tomorrow when you are making up your mind that you want to meet in the next 1 hour. So you never meet. So you don't have prayer times where you just say, Lord, I'll meet you anytime I. What if he has assignments to sign? He has something to sign. He said, oh, anytime, yeah, I just, anytime. Oh, when are we meeting? He said, oh, no, anytime. Just meet anytime. It doesn't happen. So you see that Jesus had that particular motto. He had a place. There has to be a place which he called a wilderness. Some of you need to start having parks that you go to go and pray. Somebody saying, hey, wow. Is that so? Yes, it is so. It is so. You have to. You have to. The mountain to pray. I'm going to be quicker than usual. He visits the mountain to pray. He visits an elevated plain. You find him going to choose his disciples, the 12 people to be chosen. He takes time to go to the mountain. He goes to the mountain to pray. After he's going to make a critical decision. You know, there are critical decisions. You must spend long hours praying. And when he went to the mountain to pray, he prayed all night. You know, our all night today is not Jesus' definition of all night. All night is from when the sun falls to morning. So we are talking about 6 p.m. So by 6:45, you start praying. That's when you see that the sun actually is setting. But you see the sun, right? Just coming down. It's like it's getting into the clouds. Then it becomes dark, right? Then you are in the dark sun. You're seeing the moonlight sun. Then it becomes day. So actually, all night is about 12 hours. You start, 6:45, 6 p.m., 8, 10, 12, 1, 4, 5, Kabalabasha. You see, Jesus slept more. He didn't sleep, my buddy. My buddy, he didn't sleep. He was dead till morning. I thought you said you want God to use you. This is it. It's the model of prayer. It means that we ought to model our life after his life. Some people are looking at me very scared. That's what it is. And so all night is 6. Then we see the morning part. Let me see that. That's all night. All through the night. All through the night. You know, we start at 10. So that you come in at, no, not you, I mean, some other people. You come in at 11:20. You see someone just do this. The person has sneaked in. The person appeared at 12. I say, I went for all night. You didn't go for all night. All night, when we start 6. So, you know, when I teach you like this, it means that I have an agenda. Because, or you don't want to, me, I want to be like Jesus. Oh, maybe you don't want to be like Jesus. But if you want to be like Jesus, this is it. All night, 6, 6, 6, 7, 10, 12, you see that? I said like this, I saw somebody standing there like this. Person is asleep. I'm telling you. Oh, you think I'm exaggerating? I'm not exaggerating. I've been in prayer meetings, standing like this. You come, you do. Hello. Hi. Standing sleeping, man. Standing. You are standing, you are sleeping. Jesus. All night. Hey. So being like Jesus is to be able to pray all through the night. All through the night. All through. We are dead. See, my back. We have backs. Is there somebody who doesn't have a back? Huh? We have backs. We have spines. Huh? But your spine hurts. 2 hours after, some of you, when I saw some of you, say, Shebele. Module number 4. Are we seeing modules, patterns of Jesus' prayer life? In Luke chapter 9, verse 28. Don't rush through this. Luke chapter 9, verse 28. Take your seats. So in Luke chapter 9, verse 28. And it came to pass about an 8 days after these saying, he took Peter, John, and James and went up into the mountain to pray. Now he's going to the mountain top to pray. We already saw a mountain, an elevated place. But then there's another module where he says, you are my disciples. Let's pray today. That's another module. It's another module of Jesus' kind of prayer. So those of you who have disciples, you have to catch them and say, you, let's pray for 2 hours. Let's pray for 1 hour. Of course, the all night I'm talking about, some of them will say, Pastor, me, I'm not coming home. So I'm going to take it slow with you, right? 2 hours, 1 hour. I say, let's pray. Let's meet here. Let's go and pray there. That's a module of Jesus' prayer. We are patterning our prayer life. That's supposed to be pulsating. It's supposed to be active. We are patterning that prayer life after Jesus. You know, I always had pity for the people, but I've stopped now from some time back, not now, but now I'm stopping and I've stopped. I don't care. You see, sometimes this devil, he's very bad. Oh. He'll be saying that. He'll be telling me that, oh, you are the one that is mature. And so you just go and pray. You know, one time my pastor called me. He called me sometime and he said, oh, so where are you? I said, I went to pray. Then he said, hey, are there people around you? I said, no, I'm just the only one. He said, hey, so you have to get all your guys out. I said, You just tell her, you are the one that is mature, so take it slow then. I'm not taking anything. You see what I did with you last week? More and other episodes. In different shades and types and forms and kinds and manifestations. Take your seat. So, I think that's a module. Take your seat. That's a module of Jesus' prayer. He has a place he goes to. He has an elevated place he goes to. He carries his associates along. While activities are going on, which are spiritual, he's praying. That's a module of Jesus. Of course, you may want to say, you know, those disciples formed core of his discipleship group. Yeah, but he still had people. He had to gather to pray, gather to call. So I have an agenda, serious agenda for you. How many forces do we have as a church? 16 forces. I'm just applying to you. It's just coming. We have prayer force. You know, everybody's part of prayer force. So say, me, I want singing. Who should pray and you can sing? Who should we pray? We should be praying. Kawaii, you see our sweat. You say, what is so special? Then you go, as you fill our hearts with your verses, and we stop that thing. Everybody is going to be praying. Have you seen how we're praying today? Everybody there inside. We there inside. Yes. Everybody. Nobody. So, some of you, I'll give you forces. I'll say 12 to 1. Pray for this. 1 to 2. Prayer for 16. What do you call it? 12 to 7. 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Prayer for 1. Pray about it. Huh? Emergency call, prayer force 2, Pray for Efua something, something. She needs your prayer right now. I'm also praying, but everybody is going to be praying. So he had people like that. Listen, you must begin to form allies, like friends, sorry. You must begin to form, you know, companions of prayer. People that you pray with. You pray with. It's something that you are used to. You pray with them. You pray with them. Say, let's go and pray. And when you go to pray, it's bloody. It's bloody. Because you know, I don't have that time to show you. I'm going to show you probably another time. An effect of prayer is almost likened to conflict. It's bloody. You know, when you want to take a campus, you don't go there pray. Shame, kendo, mande, kudindo, sindindi. You think the devil is going to go away and leave you there? No, he's not going to. He's not going to. When we say, Lord, give us Lagon, UPSA, Central University, UDS, every kind of school, UHAS, UMAT, everywhere. Because there is something that you are taking forcefully. That's what's happening. There's something you're taking forcefully. Listen to me. It's not some kind of church kind of prayer. It's Jesus' module. It's not charismatism. It's Jesus' module. Our next and final module of prayer. Luke chapter 22. So we see that first module, he prays during activity. Our second module, he has a solitary place called a wilderness that he goes to pray. Then he has another place, module 3, that is extended from that wilderness, which is an elevated place. A place that is quite farther than where he will usually go to pray. Then the next module is that he has people that he prays with. He has prayer companions. And he takes them to prayer. The last one, Luke chapter number 9, 22, instead. Luke chapter number 22. Now this is how we're going to end the service. We're going to end the service praying this kind of prayer in Luke chapter 22. And that's how we'll close. Once it's 2 o'clock, 2, 5, 2, 8, 10. My God. Luke chapter 22, verses 43. This is Jesus' module of prayer. I told you that Jesus had 100 answers to his prayers. Do you want to have 100 answers to your prayers? So he's showing to us a pattern. Remember in Matthew 28, he tells his disciples, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. He says, teaching them all things whatsoever I've taught you. Does prayer involve all things? It involves all things. Matthew 22, verse 43 to 44. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. Being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. Being in pain, he prayed more earnestly. See what is happening. See verse 41. Verse 41. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast, and he kneeled down and prayed. So we see here that Jesus is in great pain about that prayer. But then his body follows after that kind of a prayer. He has his body in the prayer. We see him kneeling. He was physically involved in the prayer. He was physically involved in the prayer. Sometimes you find somebody, the kneeling is his body accompanied the type of prayer. He was not just confused in the atmosphere. There was an accompanying of his flesh, the body, in the prayer. He hit his knees to the ground. He hit his knees to the ground. He hit his knees to the ground. Then you find out that if you saw him, you're going to be seeing some movements. The movements are in varying types. You're going to see him moving like this. His body was involved in the prayer. There was something about that prayer that affected his body. Something supernatural. You find him praying. You find him praying. You find him praying. Then his knees hits the floor. Because now it's become more intense than usual. Something supernatural is happening. And it's because he's actually in prayer. That's his module of prayer. You know, sometimes we try to make people feel like they are active. No, it's not about activity. There is something supernatural that is happening to that body that prays out the will of God and that prays out the will of the Father. So you find him involved in that prayer. He's not lackadaisical about the prayer. No, he's involved in the prayer. Then you will see his body moving alongside the prayer. The body is involved. The body is involved. I get sick of less passionate people. I get sick of less passionate people. I don't have less passionate friends. When I see someone that's passionate, you can become my friend. Not passionate in natural things. Passionate in the things of God. I do not like people who are not passionate. No. No. So you find Jesus being passionate about the prayer. He's passionate about it. He's intentional about the prayer. Then his knees will hit the floor. You find him agonizing in pain. He's calling out the will of God. There's a kind of prayer where the body is involved. You see people lift up their hands. The body is involved. It's not about, you know, character. No, there's something supernatural that happens when we yield ourselves to that kind of prayer. You see them pacing around. You see them pacing around. You see them walking around. The pace might be slow, but it sometimes it's also fast. But there's some form of movement. You see someone praying. You see someone praying. Kalaba, shalaba, rapatabayaba. There's something supernatural that happens when we pray. Go ahead and practice what I just taught you. It means you can be dispersed. It means you can be dispersed. It means you can be dispersed. There's something. Now in agony, sometimes there are shouts. Yes. You see someone praying and praying and praying, and the person shouts. There's a shout in prayer. He's agonizing. He's agonizing. He's agonizing. He's agonizing. He's agonizing. Agonizing. He's agonizing. There's some kind of movement. Madish. In agony, there are shouts. Hey! The Jesus kind of church shouts in prayer. I said the Jesus kind of church shouts in prayer. I said the Jesus kind of prayer is shouts in prayer. Yes, the Jesus kind of prayer is shouts. Is shouts. Sometimes you find him shouting. Hey, something is happening. Because there are people that know how to pray. Yes. 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 There are shouts in prayer. Zupe take a pa. Brosso take a pa. Brosso take a pa. Brosso take a pa. Look at something. I'm still teaching you. Look at something. Take your Bibles. Take your Bibles. Don't stop the flow. Remember, it's an activity, so don't stop it. Yeah. Look at what happened. Look at what happened. In Luke 22, don't stop the flow. Look at what happened. So he kneels down in agony. Now look what happened. Verse 44. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat were as it were great drops of blood. It means that in Jesus' kind of prayer, you see profuse sweating. It's not like ana, meme, nene, tenor, steamer, manto, tompa, panta. That kind of prayer does not bet the will of God. It doesn't bet the will of God. The kind of prayer Jesus prayed, his sweat, it turned blood. It was bloody. Full of God, it was bloody. Go ahead and practice it. It means it's rigorous. It means it's rigorous. It means it's rigorous. It means it's rigorous. Can I have people walking around here? Walking around here. It means it's rigorous. Yeah. Yeah. He's agonizing. There's a shout. It's rigorous. It's with sweat. Sweat of blood. You see someone My house shall be called a house of prayer. My house shall be called a house of prayer. My house shall be called a house of prayer. My house shall be called a house of prayer. My house shall be called a house of prayer. My house shall be called a house of prayer. My house shall be called a house of prayer. Yay! He's agonizing. He's agonizing. Sweat dripping down. But then there's something he's praying about. Now hold on. Hold on. I'm teaching you. It means that our next meeting, don't wait for me to preach to teach you. I want you to continue like that. Are you listening? I told you that prayer life, it relates, right? It relates. Now, what is going to happen is that when you see someone praying, there's a way you can catch on the bedding that they have by contact. It's like, so it draws you, right? Now hold them firmly and share that bedding. You hold them. No, hold on. I want
want it to be supernatural. So we're going to be praying, sweating, shouting, agonizing, screaming. But then you'll be drawn to someone who you see like pray. Hold on to them, share that begging. You see that that prayer will transmit, it will share. It's like a Bluetooth, like penny. Now hold on. Sometimes the pair is weak. Sometimes the pair is strong. You will find people in prayer meetings literally holding on to somebody like this. That's a begging you said. Listen to me. And I told you, it's not about activity. Hear this. It's going to help you. Hear this. It's not about activity. Hear this. What happens is that you're not praying because you have a loud personality. No. What you don't know is that there is something that God is expressing, and He expresses that through your body. So your expression of that zeal in prayer will not be because you are passionate. It's going to be because there's something that is happening, but you become that template to which we can see what He's doing. Did you understand what I'm saying? So you are praying. When Jesus died, was he in pain? When he was nailed to the cross, did he weep? Did he cry? How is he gonna have those expressions through you? It's gonna be through the place of prayer. So agonizing, walking around, praying about, moving quickly, pacing slowly, lifting up hands, screaming, shaking. But then you are looking out for beddings. When you see the bedding, click the person, share that, and you see what will happen. You will share the bedding. It's like a Bluetooth. You will share. Go ahead and practice. Go ahead and practice. Hey! 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 Don't let go of them. Don't let go of them. Even when they want to fall, don't let go of them. La brasete que pa, no so poco to. Lista da da da. La da 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 da. Ta da 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 da. La da 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 da. Super da 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 da. Muko to ko 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 ko. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Ta da 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 da. La da 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 da. Yes. There is shaking. There is screaming. There is agonizing.
Yeah.
Now listen to the last prayer. The will of God for my life is accomplished. That's the last prayer. We are out of here. Still agonizing in that way. Still, don't stop. The will of God for my life. The will of God. That's how to pray. The will of God. You are pacing. It's activity. Yes. In this kind of prayer, there are cries, there are tears. They come, allow them. There's something He's expressing through you. It's supernatural. It's not because you are loud. No. It's way beyond the supernatural. Way beyond the natural. house. Now let me hear shouts in every place as you pray. Remember, they are shouts. Yes, that's how to do it. Hey, I see my God. Hey, Kayata. Hey, Kayata. Ah, Kataka. Hey, Shaka. Shaka, Kata. Hey. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed in Jesus' name. As you go, the spirit of prayer, it rests upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you move home, there's going to be a bedding for prayer. A bedding for prayer. A bedding prayer. A bedding for prayer. A bedding for prayer. A bedding for prayer. Your prayer lives are changing. Your prayer life is changing. It's pulsating with life. It's pulsating with life. There's movements. There's shouts. There's tears. There's agonizing in that place of prayer. As you move out as your pastor, what God has put on me in the spirit of prayer and supplication, the same on you. 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 I can hear your amen roar like thunder. The same on you. The same on you. The same on you. This week there'll be angels moving helter skelter around for your sake. The same on you. In the name of Jesus.